34 past the hour. Mark Maron here on Morning's Edition with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Hi. It's Air America Radio. Did I mention that already? Oh, no. Guess he's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, so now on the phone once again is Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a Christmas tree, and he's hanging you from the highest branch.
Oh, now, is that even a nice thing to say?
Where I come from, it is.
Today, we're going to talk about the politicization of Christmas.
That's a good topic, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
The assault on our sacred traditions has been unconscionable.
Oh, come on.
It's like Christmas is Poland, and you secular left-wingers are Adolf Hitler Clinton.
What does that even mean? That is harsh, dude. Aren't you being just a tad bit alarmist? And don't you think the state and church should stay separate, my friend?
Oh, church, Mark. State and church. Church, we've discussed it. Use the word. You'll enjoy it, pal.
Uh-huh.
And the official spokesman of the church is the sweet little baby Jesus.
Look, my friend, religious organizations are boycotting Macy's for replacing Merry Christmas signs with season greetings and Happy Holiday signs. I mean, come on. That's absurd, Lawton, isn't it?
Mark, is it absurd to miss seeing the signs we always used to see in our youth? I mean, signs like Merry Christmas, Praise the Lord, or Whites Only.
Well, come on, come
you know, it's sick of me to watch these traditions vanish right in front of me.
Yeah, look, listen. The last time I looked, Christmas was as big as ever. And don't you think it's hard to make the case that something that still plays such a huge part in our economy is, quote-unquote, under siege?
It is under siege, Mark. The baby Jesus most definitely locked down in a panic room right now.
But I
have a solution.
What?
I have turned the national anthem into a Christmas carol.
Oh, no.
A hymn to the Sturch, if you like.
No, I wouldn't go there if I were.
Well,
please.
I'm going there right now.
No, please.
Oh, say, can you see by the Lord's early light what so proudly we hailed at the birth of Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, God, help us.
Oh, say, does that star-spangled Savior yet pray?
Wait, Jesus wore spangles?
On the land of the God.
Oh, no.
And the King of
come on.
The Jews.
What's the matter now, Rodney? What's the matter?
You know, this time of year just reminds me to be grateful that I have good friends.
There
like
you go.
All you nice folks at Morning's Edition.
No.
You all have been great. Clutch gave me green peppers right out of his own bag. Just like I was his family.
Aww,
you know, a lot of people don't talk to me.
Oh,
they moved me in Boston. If my own people find me overbearing and annoying, hug and pushy and dumb, and they hate it when I sing. They really hate that.
Yeah.
I got punched a lot.
Oh, no.
So, thank you, Mark, man.
Okay.
Am I your friend?
Yeah. Well, I'm your friend, buddy. I'm your friend.
Are you my friend?
Yeah, I am, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, right back at you, buddy. You know, hey, Lawton, happy holidays, man.
That's Merry Christmas, heathen.
Oh.
You threatened a baby Jesus on my watch.
I got sucked in.
Back off.
Oh,
this manger's not for you.
All right, well, look, you do whatever you got to do, Lawton. Thanks for being with us.
God loves you. Deal with it.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Very good.
Wow.
Very good. So, you know, Lawton, it's painful, but it's nice to have him.